perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, and potted plants all have in common? They can all be found at locally owned St. Louis' staple, the Franklin Group, located at 8925 Manchester Road, right between Brentwood and McKnight Road. Not only are they the freshest and prettiest in the area, everything is locally grown right here in Missouri. Why deal with all the problems of the big box stores when the Franklin Group has similar inventory at half the price of their competitors? Now, I'm not going to mention names, but if a local independent businessman gave you a better product for less money, isn't that where you want to spend your hard-earned cash? Remember, for flowers, shrubs, or plants, it's the Franklin Group on Manchester Road, right between Brentwood and McKnight. Open at 8 a.m. 7 days a week, or you can call 314-422-7056. That's 314-422-7056, and ask for the owner, Jack Cusimano, and be sure to tell him that 590 The Fan sent you.
The Village Bar, now open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup. If you have a large order, we will deliver. Our quart-size chili is also available to feed the entire family. We're located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
This is Mariah, third generation at Newsetters Fine Jewelry. Buying an engagement ring can be intimidating. At Newsetters, we ensure complete understanding of your purchase. We offer a choice in both lab and mine-grown diamonds and are able to work with any budget. Let our family help educate you on your choice at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or at wowdiamonds.com.
Yellowstone. We've got to see it. It's been there a million years, so I guess there's no hurry. I remember when our son was a kid. Boy, that seems like a million years ago. Wow. You know, maybe it's time for this geezer to get to that geyser. How about you? Don't wait too long. Rent an RV from Byerly for an adventure of a lifetime, or buy one and make every weekend a little vacation.
For the rest of your life.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Baseball is back this summer in Ofala, Missouri with the new CarShield Collegiate League at CarShield Field. You don't want to miss out on their promotional nights, including
Friday Night Fireworks, Superhero and Princess Night, and more.
For tickets, visit OfalaHoots.com/schedule. All tickets are $12 and are general admission, a perfect option to get outside without breaking the bank. They're proud to say that baseball is back, and they cannot wait to see you at CarShield Field this summer.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
Yeah, yes, we can.
You got that right.
Have a cent. I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of
boy,
the street.
That's slow. My mic seems low. Why does it seem so low? Is it just me? My imagination?
Yeah.
That slow thing really is true. I watched myself. I had to watch myself on these videos for the advertisers.
And right.
I watched myself walking. I thought, oh my, there's my dad. Oh, no, it's me. It's my grandpa. No, it's me. It's true. You get slower. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to my second favorite day of the week. My favorite day of the week is Friday. So I wake up Friday and start of the weekend. This is my second favorite day of the week.
You get up on Friday and say, TGIF?
No, I've never done that. And
I bet you we will this weekend.
No? Why? Why would I do it this weekend?
I don't know. I was just making a joke.
That was a good one.
Just making a dumb statement.
Look how we started. We're 16 minutes in, and we've already got a failure of a show.
Sure happy it's
we
Thursday.
We can still save it. No, so happy it's Thursday.
Oh, so happy
S-H-I-T.
It's Thursday.
Yeah. We can still save the show. We're glad you're with us. It's not horrible outside. It's pretty nice, actually. A little warmer. But you know immediately when you step out, just like the song says, that the 18th of June is another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Does anybody have anything to say? And before you do, let me share with our listeners our phone numbers. Now, these are the same numbers you'll need next hour to get free advice from Scott Sherman, attorney at law. Or you can use them now just to kick anything you want around with us. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Now, does anybody have anything to say?
Man.
No. I got nothing.
This is disturbing.
Mm-mm. Sorry.
I don't really have anything. No.
Well, we won't close it because we didn't open it, but I do have something that if Tim doesn't mind that we... You mentioned an activity, a family activity that's coming up. Do you mind if we talk about that? Because you and I are two completely different people.
See, and I think we're just alike.
No, not at all. And here's how I know that, because I don't think I'm like anybody.
Yeah, I said it to make Dan laugh.
Ah,
that's true.
But we're on the same page with this camping thing. And you mm-hmm. said once a year you have a family thing and they all go camping. And
we
and
do.
You hate it. And
it's in Quiver River State Park. And I have several family members who have campers and RVs and nice air-conditioned environments to camp in.
That's glamping.
It's glamping.
That's different.
I mean, one cousin brings a big flat screen TV, you know, and sets it up with a satellite dish on top, you know, and
what the heck?
You know, a microwave inside.
I've seen that they put the dish on the tree.
Microwave outside.
Generator, microwaves inside, you know, a freezer, a refrigerator, a full, you know, bathroom, air condition, you know, the whole bit. And then there are other cheaper members of my family who do it old school, and they cuss for 30 minutes while they try and set up a tent with poles that they can't figure out.
And even if you've set it up 8 times before, it's like putting Christmas tree lights up. Well, last year they worked.
Exactly.
And drive the stakes in the... That tent thing is aggravating.
They actually have inflatable tents now. I actually was on Amazon looking at one this week and contemplated buying that. And I thought to myself, do I want to spend $200 for a tent, or do I want to spend $125 on a nice air-conditioned hotel room that's just outside the state park where we're all camping, and I wait for the hotel room.
Oh, I go there. I go for that.
I'm not sleeping in no tent on the ground when
now,
it
are
might
you the
rain.
Only
no.
person, though, in the family mm-hmm. doing that?
Yep.
Well, then you kind of look like not now, a team
I've
player,
had,
but who
cares? I've had family
cares?
Members do that when we've gone camping for your reunion, so they've gone and got a hotel room. Like,
it's, and if they don't like it, then too bad.
Yeah, but the ones that have the RV and the campers,
they're
with
not
the
really
air
camping.
No, that's basically
that's
the same
glamping.
Thing.
So, since he brought it up before the show, every time somebody says the word camping, my mind goes back to the very last time that I went camping, real camping. And when I tell you what happened, you'll know why it's the last time. For those of you who have never really camped, like sleep in a tent, it's
like
damp.
Brokeback Mountain.
It's damp. No. It's damp. The dew, which you don't think you'll be sleeping in because you're in the tent. Yes, you will. Your sleeping bag or air mattress or whatever, it's in the morning, it's damp. And they've never yet, I don't think, made a tent, even though they got little screen flaps. Bugs still get in there. It's pretty miserable. And then you feel immediately when you wake up like you need a shower. Except the only shower is the campground shower, which is leading me to the reason that the last time was probably actually the last time. My late brother-in-law was an excellent camper. He was the guy who could put up the tent. Mm-hmm. He was the guy that when you did finally wake up, and you didn't get to sleep till 4 because you were swatting bugs and lying there thinking, when is this hell ever going to end?
Right.
Finally, you doze off at 4 o'clock in the morning. And at 6, you smell bacon and eggs. It's him. He's up with the Coleman stove. You know the guy.
Yeah.
He's organized.
Every family has that guy.
And he's the guy you want there. Because I don't know how to use
it. It's my friend Lauren. He's the best camper. He's got everything.
Oh, yeah. Phil was... and he loved it. He's whistling. You hear so who's whistling at 6 in the morning? He is. He's frying eggs, cooking bacon. Bam, eggs are ready. And it was wonderful because you step out and there's toast and eggs and all done on the Coleman stove. The problem was that we were in, somewhere near Springfield, Illinois, Lake Springfield. There's a big lake over somewhere around Springfield. And he had a little boat that he trailered and a van and the tent and the cooking equipment, and he had it all. He knew how to camp. What he couldn't do, though, was change the fact that if you wanted a shower, you got to go to the community showers.
They make these, like, plastic showers now that you can get where it's like one of those bags that you hang from a tree.
No.
And, I mean, you can even get ones that heat up the water for you as well. Like, you can get your own personal shower now.
We didn't have that.
Yeah.
So, you wear flip-flops, and you take a towel and a bar of soap, and you walk in shorts, like swim trunks, to the shower.
Right.
Yep.
I never did. I just walked naked.
Did you?
Yeah.
So the reason you wear flip-flops is in these little...
communal showers.
Yeah. Oh. You don't know who was in there with athlete's foot or whatever. So here's exactly what happened. And when it happened, I said to my wife, this is our last camping trip. I had a white towel over my shoulder. I had a bar of soap in my hand, and I had flip-flops and some trunks on.
Is there a glory hole somewhere in this story?
No, there's not. Now, I know that a lot of people don't know what glory hole is. Obviously, Tim does, and I'll pretend that I don't. There was a flimsy curtain that you pull back and step into your shower area, and then next to it, was another shower, and so there are other people with little curtains, and I had a, like I said, a white regular towel, and as I stepped into this little shower area, there was like a hook or something, so I pull my trunks off and I hung them up on the hook. Now I've just got a white towel over my shoulder and flip-flops and a bar of soap. As I went to step into the shower, onto the shower floor with the drain in the middle,
right.
Somebody overnight had gone in there and squatted and dropped 2 logs of human feces right over the drain. No, I mean...
Not one.
No, they were significant. This guy had held it for 3 days.
It's like icing a cake. He's got to lay it, and he's got to stop, and then we're going to lay another one right next to it.
But I didn't look down until... Because you're kind of looking around the shower head.
No.
So, so when I went to step... Into the shower, just before my foot hit it, I went backwards. I kind of lunged back. Like, oh, no, I'm going to step on the big turds. When I did, my white towel fell off onto the turds.
Oh, no.
My towel is lying on top of these two.
You got to burn that towel.
Bye-bye towel.
Yeah, towel's gone.
Well, 2 things happened. Who said burn? Because that's exactly what I did. Yeah, I went back to the campfire and burned the towel. I held it with 2 little fingers like tweezers by the corner, and I came out yelling, don't go in there! Don't take a shower! Somebody pooped in the shower! And I burned the towel. I didn't take a shower. I just took one after I got home, and that was, seriously, the last...
Are you serious?
Didn't I just say that? I can still see that towel... And even though I couldn't see the turds, I knew what was under it because I had just seen them right before I went back and didn't step on them.
So you closed your eyes when you pick up the towel?
You know, that's interesting. You do hold your breath and kind of close your eyes like seeing
but
it is
But you
gonna...
wanted to take a second look, didn't you?
No. I picked that towel up and I threw it on the campfire. Like... And I remember Phil said, that was a good towel. What are you burning for? I said, because it landed on some turds. It was covering 2 big turds. And I'm not ever going to... It's never going to be clean enough for
me.
And
I think the guy had corn on the cob.
I'm sorry, it's so stupid.
But it's kind of like the float trip thing when I went on one finally, right. And then in 10 minutes I tipped the canoe over and I'm freezing and I'm wet. And it just, that did it.
Yeah.
I think, well, this is not for me.
Just ruined it for you.
And I never camped again. And if I do, I'm doing the big RV thing. I'm going to find a buddy. I'll go, hey, who's got a big RV? I'll go with you and I'll camp with you. But that, yeah, that communal shower thing, nah.
So there's people in my family that are really, really big campers. Like, this is a family reunion kind of thing. It's a Friday, Saturday event for me, right? But there's members of my family that got there Wednesday and are staying through Sunday.
Do they camp other times of the year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, they camp a lot. You know, these are regular campers. But when you're around family that you're not around, except for maybe holidays, Easter, Christmas,
right.
Thanksgiving, that type of thing, maybe the occasional family barbecue. Once you spend about 2 or 3 or 4 days with somebody, mm-hmm. what usually happens, and I say this with true honesty, even though I have a cantankerous personality at times.
What?
I know. At times. There's always a brawl. There's always somebody that says something, usually after about 2 or 3 days of commingling, that is the entertainment of the weekend. And then the next year, we always talk about, like, the brawl. Hey, remember that brawl you guys got into 4 years ago and 5 years ago? So it's like you're almost kind of sitting on pins and needles waiting for that brawl to happen. And when I say brawl, it's a verbal brawl. It's not a physical
brawl.
Right.
And it's almost always because somebody just said the wrong thing to the wrong person.
My favorite story of going camping, it involves my friend Lauren that I mentioned earlier. He was telling me how he had accidentally shot our friend earlier in the day with a BB gun.
Ooh.
And while he was telling the story, he shot the guy again with a BB gun.
So was he demonstrating? Yes. Did he told him?
He was like, I was messing around and I just reached up and I just pointed at him and pulled the trigger and he imitated it again.
And he shot him again.
Wow.
What was his reaction?
And it's still, other friend lost it. He got so angry. It still to this day makes me laugh.
That usually is what happens, like at Thanksgiving.
Right.
The people who are normally not together, and there's tension anyway in the family, and then a lot of times it's because somebody says something to another family member's child, right. Like corrects them or scolds. Hey, I'll correct my child. And the reason I use that as an example, we have a couple in Overland Park, Kansas. This is a true story. 4 Christmases ago, it was either 4 or 5, every Christmas, she loves to prepare a big Christmas dinner. It's a 2-day deal getting this dinner ready. They have 14 people. Okay. Ooh. Her 2 sisters, his mother, her mother, family. And she said, and this particular Christmas dinner, and I've seen their tree. They go all big, like, tree that should be in a department store and a nicely done table and 2 big turkeys. She said, they had just sat down. Nobody had taken a bite. And I don't know who it was that corrected, like, her sister's child. Mm-hmm. And did it in a way, I guess, obviously, that she didn't appreciate. Like, nobody talks to my child that way except me. Right. And they got into it, and she said, every person there, within 10 minutes, got up and left. And it was just her and her husband and food for 14. The napkins the food had never been served. Nobody had served a plate. They were so mad. And somebody at some point said, well, if you don't like one, just go home. Well, I will go home. Well, I'll just go home. And one by one, they just all went home. And she said, we just sat there staring at each other. And what the heck just happened? Wow. Well, what happened was family. Watch Scent of a Woman when Al Pacino goes to that Thanksgiving dinner with his family. It goes sideways.
And the other issue, the other issue is when somebody in the family gets divorced and they've been married to somebody for a long time, mm-hmm. and they've come to these camping trips, and then all of a sudden
they bring the new person.
Well, not just that, but, like, you know,
they show up alone.
I'll give you an example without giving names. I have a female cousin who was married to a guy who everybody in our family really loved. Well, both of them. You know, but the guy that she was married to, just very extroverted, energetic, funny, kind of the life of the party kind of guy.
Right.
Just just doesn't have a mean bone in his body, never has been the guy to get in that once a year camping family fight. But they parted ways. And my female cousin was delicately asked, would it be a problem if we still went ahead and invited your ex, because we all really like him. And now this has happened twice in my family. I had an aunt who married a guy, and he was my favorite uncle as a kid growing up. And when they divorced after about 20 years, we wanted to still like invite him to Christmas, and she threw a conniption fit. Yeah, I almost lost contact with him.
I've never read the book on etiquette, but right. To me, that is kind of out of line to invite somebody who's no longer. That's not right for her.
But if somebody's your brother-in-law or your cousin or your son-in-law for 20 years. And then all of a sudden,
but you don't invite him to the full family thing. Have him over yourself if you want to.
Well, you know, that's where
I don't think it's fair to her.
To her credit, she said
okay.
She kind of scowled, and then she said fine.
Okay.
And they played nice in the sandbox last year when he came. I think he's coming again this year. So it's one of those deals. But I've seen it go both ways.
Well, but what if she brings the new guy?
Well,
her new boyfriend.
Or now is he with somebody?
Well, oh, he brings somebody.
Yeah, that's
different.
That's uncharted waters, Frank. That's a great question. I don't know how exactly.
Well, I think it would be out of line for him to bring somebody, but she certainly has every right to.
Yeah, I would think so.
She's in the family. He's not anymore.
I
felt that same way about my he's dead now. My late brother-in-law. I love this guy.
Yeah.
He was that guy you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Just could do anything, fix anything, build anything, funny, just very, very likable. And then, boom, he's out of the family. It's weird.
Well, it's not, in my opinion, it's unfair to the rest of the family to not be able to have a continual friendship.
But they can
friendship.
on their own.
Well, yeah, I guess so, but.
It's just weird.
I've
known a lot of people who, let's say you have a son, and he dates a girl for 5 years, not married, but date. They live together, and then they break up. Her mom still, or the guy's mom still really likes this girl a lot, and they became very close, and they maintain a relationship. I don't actually think that's a good idea. But I get it. They were friends.
And I have a acquaintance who was married and had two children with this girl, and she left him for his nephew.
Ooh.
And they got divorced, and she married his nephew.
Oh. Almost incest, but not quite.
Well, no, not just marriage. I mean, it's
uncomfortable.
Wow. That's an uncomfortable family reunion.
That is a weird Thanksgiving dinner right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost impossible, I'm just going to say this, for more than six people to get together in a family for any length of time without something going, maybe not horribly wrong, but somebody's going to get their feelings hurt. Well, I can't believe, you know, and afterwards, I can't believe she said that in front of everybody. What's she thinking?
And the worst one in my life, though, in terms of family, was when, in a unfortunately intoxicated state, about 15 years ago, I at 2:30 in the morning was watching the Jerry Springer show.
Oh my god!
And they had a promo that says, "Do you know somebody that should be on the Springer show? We'll pay $250 if you give us a lead that somebody comes on the show."
And I suggested a family member.
I did. Mm-hmm. I suggested a distant family member who, thank God, doesn't live in Missouri, and I know is not listening to this show. But I had a female family member who married a guy and had two kids with him, and ran a business with him and his mother and his stepfather that her kids called Grandpa So-and-so.
Right.
And she ended up leaving the husband for his stepdad.
Oh!
That's Springer material.
And then had a kid with him, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
wow. Very
Springer stuff. So her husband and his mom fired her from the business and told her to get out. Yeah. And then 3 days later, they called her back because she was the only one who knew how to use QuickBooks and could process the payroll for the company. So they had to bring her back. And so she's got three sons, and two are with her first husband. And then the youngest one and her first two sons call her current husband Grandpa.
Yeah, I'm starting to hear the song "I'm My Own Grandpa"
yeah.
right now.
Definitely,
I haven't heard that.
But
in a
here's
long
the
time.
Deal.
Real quick to finish it up. Springer's producers listened to me, called me the next day, and asked me to reiterate the story to an executive producer, which I did, which was stupid because before I asked her, I said, "Do you promise?" I said, "You know what? I don't want the $250, but just leave me out of it." Okay, here's the numbers of people you can call. Leave me out. You promise to leave me out of it? Yeah, we promise. Well, we promise you, Tim.
Nope.
So they make the call, and my family member refused to go on the show. And they call me back and say, "Hey, do you think you can poke her a little bit? You know, maybe give her a little incentive." I said, "Not. I gave you your shot. You made the call. She said no. Wash my hands of it. Please just leave me alone." 6 months later, they call her back, and they said, "Hey, yeah, we just wanted to know if you reconsider what we where'd you get this information from?" My cousin asked. They go, "Well, it looks on the notes here like a Tim Woodbury."
Oh, busted.
They sold me down the river.
Well, are you really surprised it's the Jerry Springer show?
Yeah. Maybe they thought doing that would convince me to come on. I don't know. It was, man, and I had maybe two of the top five most awful phone calls of my life within 30 minutes of that, because word spread. Right. One was from my mother, who I didn't I saw mom, and there was no way I was answering that call.
Yeah.
And one was from a number I didn't know, who was from the mother. So I answered the call because I didn't know who it was, and I have her on my phone. It was from the mother of the cousin that I had talked about. So
you're blacklisted from the family for a while.
Well, I'll tell you, that's one of those things, and we'll probably joke about that this weekend at the family camp reunion. That's also brings me to the subject that even though I'm 50 and my mom's 70 and my brother's 52, and there's still things that even though they're not illegal or immoral, there's still things that happened 20, 30, 40 years ago that if you bring them up today, it'll start a fight. It'll start an argument.
Yeah.
Things that haven't been talked about in 40 years.
And there's a reason they haven't been talked about.
Yeah.
Shouldn't
right.
be talked
exactly.
about. Here's the deal. If anybody listening, and we're going to take some calls, but for anybody listening right now, and you think, well, I sure wish I had a more of a perfect family. It doesn't exist. It doesn't. Nope. Nobody has it. Nobody. You dig and you get to know anybody well enough. Trust me, you are not the only person who has this dysfunctional family. It comes in different forms, but that family doesn't exist. Let's take who's first here, Bob?
No,
Gary. Gary, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Frank, I am AM and the PM.
Thank you, Gary.
Hey, I called because I think it was Marv called in a couple weeks ago going off on my song, Ode to Billy Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Said it didn't make sense, so I thought this is a learning channel, right?
A learning show, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll hip you. He said it didn't make sense they were cutting hay and baling hay in June. Well, it does make sense because you usually get 3 cuts a year on hay.
I think you had an issue with chopping cotton, too.
Well, chopping cotton has nothing to do with the cotton plant. My mom and dad both pick cotton. Chopping cotton is taking a hoe and weeding the weeds out between the cotton plants.
Ah, okay.
That's what chopping cotton is.
Okay.
So, yeah, he was right. You don't harvest your cotton until the end of the year.
You're still kind of steamed over Marv's call all these days later.
I was hoping he was listening. So
he's listening. He's listening.
He said it didn't make sense.
Well,
and
nah.
I want to remind you, I am still the number one bidder for the table at Window World Trivia Night.
Well, we need to make contact with each other because I've allowed like a 1 month lull here because of everything else that's gone on.
It's $1,500 was my bid.
Well, then you are the number one bidder to sit at our table.
We're leaving that out there for, you know, I'm sure there's other people that want to bid.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. So, folks, our current high bid to sit at our table August 14th for the Window World Trivia Night is Gary's bid of $1,500. Thank you for reminding me because I have done some sloppy bookkeeping when it comes to this thing. I do know we got $14,000 already. You're $1,500 because it's $15,500. So thank you, and stay tuned, because we get a higher bid, I'll give you opportunity to jump back in there, okay?
All right, cool. All right,
Gary.
Thanks for calling.
Well, you called. Thank you. That's a moon reference. You have to be listening a long time to understand that. And Dan, don't worry about our guest who's already supposed to be on the phone.
I was forgetting to tell you he can't make it.
Oh, you did forget to tell me. And then
no, he can't. He just told me, though.
Okay, I'll take care of it. After we talk to Bob, who's been waiting for 14 and a half minutes. Bob, thank you for your patience. Welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Things are good for Bob.
Ah, Bob with 1-0, 2 days in a row.
No, I didn't call yesterday.
You didn't? Was it the day before?
No, I haven't called in 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, hang on a minute. We talked to somebody yesterday. I said, is this Bob with 1-0? And the guy said,
was it yesterday or was it Wednesday?
He probably thought, why are you asking me that? But yeah, I do have 1-0.
Or he's trying to be Bob with 1-0. Well, Bob, I'm sorry. Nice to hear from you. What's up?
Well, thank you, Frank. Well, you were calling about, we were talking about camping before.
Yeah.
And you got into a few other subjects.
Yeah, we did.
I think we always hear about Dan's wife, ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to hear actual stories. They have to be terrific.
Or horrific.
Actual stories?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Dan, he's talking about the ex-wife from hell.
Yes, the ex-wife from the boy's mom.
Yeah.
Yes.
You really haven't shared any specific stories that would back up your hatred. Maybe you're reluctant to do that because
you think she might kill you in your sleep. No, I can. I would be able to share a couple of stories.
Maybe a little later. Think of one.
Yeah. Bob, I have like three right off the top of my head.
Would you share one of them?
Sure.
Bob, if you want to hang up, Dan's going to share a ex-wife from hell story.
Well, I was going to tell you my camping thing that I thought was pretty good.
Go ahead.
I'm one of those guys that knows how to camp, pretty good at it. Oh. And when I was single, it was a great way to get a gal out in the woods and, I don't know,
molesting
to let loose. It was always fun.
Well, not in a bad way. Consensual molestation.
Oh, no, it was fun.
Consensual molestation.
It was very, and I had, do you remember Austin Powers?
Sure.
Where they go on the beach and they're camping in that tent with the light on?
Yeah.
And those guys come up.
Yes.
Yeah,
I had one of those moments. So I'm with the girl and she wants to see everything. You know, she wants to turn the light on. She's saying, I want to see it. She's on top of me. She's doing everything you would really enjoy. And
I want to see it. All right.
But she get the light. I want to see. So we enjoy ourselves. The next morning, get a tent. We didn't know a family camped right next to us. And there's three boys. They look like that 12, 13, 14 age. Yeah. We made their day because all of a sudden they're like, I want to see it. And they're going, oh, they're making all the sounds. So we put on a show that night and it was embarrassing for me. I was like, hey, glad I could help. And, you know, she wasn't too excited about it.
Well,
anyway,
well, put it under the heading of sex education for those boys.
There you go.
Yeah. They learned from it.
Yeah, I put it under the heading of their parents asked me to leave. That's how that goes.
Oh, man. That's awkward.
Well, you know,
but anyway.
Well worth it.
All right. Yeah. I Bob.
Hey, take care. Hey, happy Friday. I mean, happy Father's Day.
Well, thank
you. That's coming up, right?
Yeah. It is. Sunday, yeah. I forgot all about that. It is Sunday. Well, thank you. Are you a father?
Yes, I am.
Well, happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Hi, Bob.
All right, then.
Long time listener, Bob with 1-0. Now, save the story, maybe the Playhouse, because I want to take these other calls. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Let me do this, and we'll talk to Biff, and this would be the business of selling somebody a new Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet up in Florissant or the Autoplex in St. Peter's. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never been there and you've never actually had a chance to meet John Londoff, the next best thing would be the video. My videographer, my personal videographer, Bill Cleveland, and editor Bill Cleveland, did a terrific job. We shot a video for each of the advertisers I speak for. I thought they turned out really well. They're light, hopefully a little entertaining, but at the same time, give you an idea about who these people are that we talk about. And one of the, in fact, I think the first one we shot was with John Londoff, and you'll see us in his office. He'll blow the duck call. We go to the service department, and the whole thing is, you know, 5 or 6 minutes. It doesn't take a long time to watch it, but it's a way for you to maybe get to know the dealership a little better. It's a Chevy dealership. There are several others. I don't know how many, and they also sell Chevys, and I'm sure in many cases the prices are probably close. That's not how they get customers and get repeat customers and then have those customers tell their friends and relatives, you got to go to this place. That happens because of the way they run the dealership and the way they treat people. See, when you sell somebody a vehicle, and then once you get the money and the check clears or the financing is done, you're on to somebody else, and you all but just completely forget about them after that. That's not how you do it. You want to make sure to remember them and remember that they gave you their business out of all the other choices they had. They chose you, and you want them to remember you. You want them to walk away from there, and this is, I think, the mindset that John Landoff's dad had, and he still carries it through today. You want your customers to leave there thinking, this was the greatest car buying experience I've ever had. That's your goal. And I think it's accomplished almost all the time. You tell me. Go there and shop. Include them. Notice we always say include. We don't care if you go to 5 car dealers. In fact, if you do, it'll be that much clearer to you that the way they treat their customers is just special. It just is. See, there has to be a reason that so many people say, I hate buying a car. There's a reason they say that. Because a lot of places, it's not pleasant. It's not fun. They're not personable. They just want to sign here, let us deliver, here are the keys. Next, not at Landoff, so the rest is up to you. I would just ask again that you include them next time you're shopping for a vehicle. North County, the Washington-Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, and the Autoplex in St. Peter's. And you can find out everything and links to St. Peter's through the main site, which is Landoff.com. Biff is next. Biff, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm AM and PM, and I'm getting ready to buy a new
pickup. And you're what?
Getting ready to buy a new pickup truck at Johnny Landoff.
Thank you for that. What's up?
Okay, two quick stories. One, I'm scarred for life because I, too, have felt the wrath of the brown law on the floor, Frank. It's terrible. Terrible.
Who are these people in the middle of the night who poop on the shower floor? Who are those people? We need to know their names.
I don't know. It's a cool place in Eminence, Missouri, where there's like 3,000 campers on the river and horses, and I got talked into going there.
Uh-oh.
The place was amazing until the last day I was there, someone did that, and I got in my truck and drove home. I couldn't take it. I did come back for 15 more years, but I went and bought a brand new RV with a shower and everything.
There you go.
I never had to go in that.
I never
went in that shower house again, Frank. It burned my eye socket.
No,
it's bad.
And I'm serious when I say, who are people who do, what kind of person gets up in the middle of the night and says, I'm going to drop a couple of big logs on the shower floor so somebody will step in them? What kind of people do that?
It's bad. I didn't drop my talent. I fell down. I tried to avoid stepping on. I fell down and hit my head. It's traumatic, I'm telling you.
Well, you feel my pain.
Yeah, real quick story. So, I don't know if you heard, but the Western Illinois strip bars are back open, which is code word for East Side. Okay.
Okay.
And I just had to check it out last week. I called over there and said, you guys are back open, really? I'm kind of surprised. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going by the guidelines. And I'm like, what's that? Well, you'll just have to come see. Well, you get there. If you don't have a mask, then you got to buy a little chintzy mask for $25.
Now, for people who didn't catch it, you're talking about the East Side strip joints.
Yes. Okay. Yes, they reopened last weekend.
Okay.
But you got to, if you don't have a mask on, then they sell you one, $25 bucks for a 50-cent mask.
Ooh.
Okay. Wow. And then the girls are dancing, but the girls are wearing masks, and they were wearing those, like, kitchen gloves. So they walk up and touch you, but they have rubber gloves on. I'm just like, I'm trying to figure out what the point of this is, you know?
Right.
It was crazy.
Well, that's a great added benefit for the ugly girls, because if they got a good body but a butter face, then the mask actually helps them. But I think it's kind of a creepy look, a naked girl with kitchen gloves and a mask on. There's just something weird about it.
I'll text the photo into the show if you want when I hang up. I got a picture. This girl's attractive. She's in her little lingerie outfit, and she's got a mask on like a doctor would have. And it was insane. I'm like, if they're taking their clothes off and getting naked, and they're wearing masks and rubber gloves. I'm like, what's the point? I couldn't figure it out, Frank. I felt like I was on an episode of The Twilight Zone.
Well, Biff, no one here will ever know what you're talking about, because radio people don't go to those places.
No.
Guys in radio don't frequent places like that. All right, Biff, have a great weekend.
All right, thanks, Frank.
Thank you for the call. I can absolutely honestly say I have never been to any of those places, or Sogier or wherever it is, those PTs. I've never been there.
Yeah?
No. I don't have any desire to go there.
Neither have I.
Because when I was in the service, when I was in the service, you're bored. You got nothing to do, and near the Army base, there those, and I saw those places, and I never did understand it. I didn't get it. It's dimly lit, and when you do finally get a real kind of good look at some of these chicks, they look pretty good in the dim light from a distance with certain pink lighting or rose lighting, and then the music was real cheesy on some little crappy.
Jeez.
That's right, Red Boyle's sound system. And they come out with some made up dance they do, and I don't know. I didn't dig it. And then there are couples who go sometimes to those places.
Yeah, there are.
I'm not sure. Maybe they go to a different kind of place. I don't know. Let's go to Billy. Billy, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Billy.
I want to extend a happy Father's Day to you and your cadre.
Well, thank you, cadre. Everybody here is a father. Yeah.
Thank you, Billy.
You're in that now.
I am, for
the first time.
My first Father's
your
Day.
Your first real Father's Day with Theo. Thank you, Billy.
I'm going to start on one question, but I remember I was 15 or 16. I went to see, you remember this name, Evelyn West and her treasure chest.
Yes, Evelyn West and her treasure chest, I think, made an appearance or two at the Grand Burlesque Theater in St. Louis.
Yes, that's correct. I was about 15. I put on my mother's mascara, drew a fake mustache on myself.
To look old enough to get in?
I think they felt sorry for me. I don't think I fooled anyone. They let me in.
Yeah.
She's about 80 years old. What the heck?
Oh, she was 80 when you saw her?
Yeah, she was old. Yeah, way back.
You know what, though? When you're a young kid...
That was over 50 years ago. That was a half century ago.
Yeah, but when you're young, boobs are boobs. You don't care how old they are.
Yeah, I know, but it was. I said, gee.
Well, maybe when you live up to a certain expectation and then you see the real thing, you're like, oh, all right. You know, if it's a lot older.
You hit the nail on the head, and I was sort of disappointed. But I called about, however, you have a sound bite of girls saying, "Are you serious?"
Yes.
Was that ever serious? Yeah, that's it. Did anyone ever explain to you what that was about?
Well, we lifted it years and years ago from a caller to Kevin Slayton's show.
Correct. That was about 25 years ago.
Oh, so you remember that?
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, that was at the other station, and he had a show on before ours, and this girl called, and that's a tiny part of what was like a 25-minute dialogue.
Oh, it was. Her name was Melissa, by the way.
Yes, yes, that's exactly. Oh. Wow, you got a good memory, Billy.
Well, I've been listening to him for about 35 years.
Well, yes. Thank you.
And he just mocked and ridiculed a poor girl. She was unaware that she was being. She made a request. She thought she was calling Casey.
Right.
She wanted to hear the song Blinded by the Light.
Yeah. And she just picked the wrong station.
Hang on a second.
Yeah,
you're going to have to go into some details. So she was trying to request a song, and he kept her going for 25 minutes.
Oh, yeah, and he could do it, too.
Wow.
Oh, and so he asked her about her grades. She was a CD student at best, and he says, I bet your parents are proud of you. And she couldn't believe she had called. She said, are you serious, about 6-7 times.
Oh, no,
I have to tell you. Look, anybody in radio, if you're in it long enough, you get one of those shows and one of those moments. And for him and his show, that was about as entertaining. And you can't plan it. You don't see it coming. but you have to be able to milk it like he did. And right. he did. I mean, he knew exactly how to play her.
I feel bad for her.
I didn't. because it was so entertaining. But and the reason I didn't feel bad for her, honest to goodness, Billy, I don't know that she ever really got it. That
she never did.
No.
She did not get it.
No.
She was incredulous.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
So it's one thing if you know somebody's feelings are hurt. I don't think her feelings were hurt. I don't think even to the time she hung up, she knew what was going on.
And
she
there should be another one in there where it says, no, are you serious?
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. That's her.
That's it.
Billy, you are the only guy that's ever called. And Billy deserves a round of applause.
Yeah.
And he said that you knew who Melissa was. Yeah, the good old days. Good old days.
Yeah, that was about 25 years ago. And, Kevin, he's still around and still the king of sports radio.
If you ask him, he is the king. And I don't know where he is on, but I guess he's on somewhere.
He's on a station in St. Genevieve.
Okay.
His station lost its license, as you know.
Right. Well, I missed that show. That was a good show. It was
an excellent show. You can get him online, though. He's online. You can get him online. Yeah.
Well, I've always liked Kevin. I don't want to get into all the personal stuff people want to get into, but as an entertainer and somebody who could keep a non-sports person like me listening and is a sports guy, that's how good he was at what he did, and I guess still is.
Still
and even
is,
a non-sports
yeah.
person, I found it extremely entertaining.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I don't mean to hold up any of your time. I'm going to get off here so someone else can get on. And thank you for taking my call.
All right. Anytime, Billy. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Billy's called before. Billy has a great character voice.
He does.
He'd be a character in a regular TV series or a movie or something. We have Scott Sherman coming in the 4 o'clock hour. I think most of you know that he's an attorney, and I think you also know if you want to get in and get some great free legal advice, you need to jump on the phones once you hear the news wrapping up. Because every Thursday toward the end of the hour, there are all kinds of people that can't get through, and I look at the lines, I see them lit up. There's no need to wait like that. Once we finish with somebody, start dialing. As I said right after the news, if you want to get in right away, start dialing. A real quick observation about the glove and mask thing. I last week was in a restaurant, and there's somebody working there that I knew. I haven't seen him for a while. He worked at the restaurant. He had gloves on and a mask, and when he saw me, he took his glove off to shake my hand. You know how sweaty your hand is when you wear rubber gloves?
Pretty sweaty.
It was the most disgusting handshake ever, and I couldn't wait to go wash my hands after I shook his hand. So if you're wearing gloves and you're working in some kind of store, if you do decide to shake somebody, just leave the glove on. I think I'd rather shake the glove than shake the sweaty, rubberized hand that's been sweating under that glove for the, two or three hours before I shook the hand. First Community Credit Union. A place to bank. It's a great place to bank. I've been banking there for several years. It's also a sponsor of the yard sale. I mention that because the new Yard Sale Limited will be on Saturday morning, 7 and 9 o'clock. And if you've never listened because you think, well, I don't have anything to sell and I'm not looking to buy anything, well, you need to listen to this yard sale because it's not just about buying and selling. It's about all kinds of things. It's very entertaining. You can participate. We now limit it to 4 sellers per hour, 3 items per seller. Your hosts are Scott Sherman and Dan Strauss. And the reason I mentioned the yard sale is because of the sponsor, First Community Credit Union, the only sponsor. And that's the beauty of the yard sale. Not a lot of commercials. In fact, no commercials except First Community Credit Union once every quarter hour. And the rest is you. Either selling, asking a question, joining in the conversation, or whatever. Again, 7 to 9 o'clock Saturday morning, made possible by the place where I think if you just will, it doesn't take much to change where you bank. You close your accounts, you reopen at First Community. I've yet to hear from anybody who is sorry they did that. They have very competitive rates. It really is a great place to bank, and you're a member, not just a customer. Over 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Please don't go anywhere. Next hour, Scott Sherman, attorney at law. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
590 The Fan, with your local talent covering your St. Louis teams. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. Today's Supreme Court decision is a massive win for undocumented immigrants who were brought into the U.S. as children. Florida Immigration Advocacy Center Executive Director Cheryl Little admits the Dreamers are still in legal limbo.
Hundreds of thousands of Dreamers will sleep better.